Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, the misconception we intend to clarify today relates to the issue of the forbidden tree or the fruit of the forbidden tree vis-a-vis Adam sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know that it is mentioned in the Quran, of course, in the Bible also, that Adam was and Eve, they were forbidden to go near a certain type of tree, and the Almighty forbade them from doing so, from tasting its fruit. And we know from the Quran also that Adam and Eve could not resist the fruit, and they actually ended up eating that fruit. Now the question arises that what exactly was that fruit? This is the misconception that we are going to clarify today. According to the Old Testament, it is mentioned that this was the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And Muslim exegetes generally have come up with the interpretation that this tree refers to some of the trees which are available on earth, for example, the tree of olives or the tree of grapes. And they mention various fruits which relate to this whole interpretation. Now, here I'd like to present the research of my teacher, Javed Ahmed Ghamidi, who has interpreted this word entirely differently and tried to show that it has a different concept and a different meaning vis-a-vis the context and its own usage. First of all, he has pointed out that this word is not used in its literal sense. The word shajara in Arabic, of course, means tree. But the Quran itself, by using this word in a very metaphorical way, has used this word symbolically. And at one place, it has referred to this shajara as shajaratul khuld, which means the tree of eternity, or the tree whereby which a person can attain eternal life. So therefore, this cannot refer to the tree of grapes or the tree of wine, or the tree of any other fruit which we generally know. So this rules out the possibility that any literal tree is actually implied here. The second thing he has pointed out is that at various places in the Quran, it is explicitly said that as soon as Adam and Eve tasted the fruit of that tree, their own sexual organs became evident to them, implying the fact that their own sexual instinct became very evident to them. And therefore, this would again mean that the tree which has been referred by the Torah as a tree of knowledge of good and evil, this also cannot be implied here, because of course by eating the fruit of that tree, how can the sexual organs of a person be made evident to him? So therefore there has to be something different implied here. So summing up both these instances of the Quran, Javed Ahmed Ghamidi has surmised that this tree refers metaphorically to the tree of procreation, or to in fact, if stated in more explicit terms, to the act of procreation which takes place between a man and a woman. And the whole issue was to warn Adam and Eve, and through Adam and Eve to the whole rest of the mankind, that the greatest test which will take place regarding man on this earth is through sex, because it is through this sexual instinct and through this sexual activity that man will be tried and tested the most, and he has to remain on guard vis-a-vis this issue. Now, how does this fit into the whole scenario of these verses? Now, first of all, if we take this interpretation, it will fit very nicely in the first issue which I raised earlier on, that this would mean that the tree of procreation is actually symbolically implied here, because we know that it is this tree which gives the eternal life to Adam, because through this tree, Adam has preserved his own seed and his own fraternity. And mankind, through his own existence, is actually nothing but the eternal representation of Adam himself. So therefore, calling, forbidding Adam from going going near that forbidden tree would of course mean that he's been stopped from going to near that tree of procreation. And this would of course give him eternal life, as these words I referred to earlier on say. And the second thing would also fit in very nicely when the words which say in the Quran that as soon as Adam and Eve tasted the fruit of that tree, فَلَمَّا زَاكَتْ شَجَرَةً بَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا, which means that as soon as they tasted the fruit of that tree, their sexual organs became evident to them. So of course, this would mean that as soon as they indulged in that sexual activity, their sexual instincts became evident to them. This, of course, this would be also very efficiently fit in the whole interpretation of the verse. So the verse, فَلَمَّا زَاكَتْ شَجَرَةً بَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا, would also very nicely and very efficiently fit in this whole scenario by depicting the fact that as soon as Adam and Eve indulged in this sexual activity, their sexual organs became evident to them. So therefore, in a nutshell, this tree which is mentioned in the Quran is neither the tree of grape or wine or any other fruit, nor is it the tree of the knowledge of good and evil as referred to by the Torah. It is the tree of procreation. It is symbolically referred to this sexual act between a man and a woman, And as I said earlier on, the primary objective of mentioning this whole incident is that man should always remain on guard, that the greatest test which will take place of him on this earth would be through this sexual urge, and he has to be very careful about it. And this whole scenario is meant to warn him about this whole thing. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ